Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Happy Monday, Cinco de Mayo. Does that mean something to you, Ryan?
It means the 5th of May.
Brad?
No, not much at all, actually.
I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again because it is Cinco de Frio. My daughter was born on May 3rd, and that is because my dad was lobbying for Evelyn to be born on May 5th because he said it would be Cinco de Frio. And I thought, that's fun. I got nothing wrong with May 5th. Cinco de Mayo is a fun day. But I was so worried that she would be born on May the 4th be with you that I said no, and we did the induction on May 3rd, and that's when she was born.
I don't know that that's a bad move.
I don't... Brad's the resident Star Wars... How would you... I was going to say geek, but I don't mean it in a pejorative way. We're all nerds about something.
That.
Star Wars geek? Are you a Star Wars geek?
Yeah, I'll take that.
There are levels to that. You know, like people would refer to me as a Disney geek, but there are levels. Like when people refer to Disney adults, I am absolutely a Disney adult to most people. But in the culture, I'm like,
oh, you'll cry when you see the castle.
I cry when I see my kid get emotional seeing the castle.
That's different
because it's about my child
that's not you
created and carried and brought into the world. When it comes to doing Disney World things, it's all about the people, the memories that I'm making with the people who are with me that make it special to me. It's just like a home base for special memories. And every time I go back, I'm thinking about the last time we were there and they were a little smaller. Like you can incrementalize all of the growths and the gains that your kids have made at something like that because, oh, now you can ride this ride. Or now you remember when you rode this and you were scared. Now it's your favorite. So on and so forth. But the Star Wars thing, the May the 4th thing, I'm not in it, and I've learned to respect that people have their things, and if they're not my thing, from the outside looking in, it looks like nerddom, but I certainly have my nerdery. Does the May the 4th thing on May 4th bother you at all? Does it annoy you?
On a very, very surface level, yes.
It agitates me a little more than I even want it to.
Yeah, I don't like that it exists enough that I have to react, and the reaction is generally negative. But I don't care that much either. I kind of want it to go away, but then the minute it goes away, I'll be like, why'd we stop doing that? I kind of hated that. Maybe they should bring that back so I can keep hating
it
a little bit.
What is it that agitates you about it?
It's that if it was just about the real nerds doing their holiday, I'd say great. But it's so outside that now that everybody has to pretend like they're one of those nerds.
Oh, like Ender, who says, no, not Cinco de Mayo, Revenge of the 5th.
Ender isn't pretending, though.
Is that a Star Wars thing?
That is the Rebel Alliance logo, and then inside that is the Jedi logo.
Nerd alert.
Whoa. Yeah. See, if you dressed up, I'd say, well, that's your thing. But when everybody's doing it, I saw one person.
Raise your
yesterday.
Hand if you own a Star Wars costume.
Oh, gosh.
One hand in the room is raised. Yeah.
Brad's.
Yeah, it's the same Star Wars costume as our governor.
Is it?
Yeah, that broke my heart seeing that picture. I was like, oh.
You should elaborate what that is.
I can never wear those again. J.B. Pritzker has Jedi robes, and they match the Jedi robes that my wife made for me. And J.B. Pritzker posted a picture of him and his wife, and he was dressed as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and she was dressed as Princess Leia with the little cinnamon buns on the side of her head. And my wife and I have a similar picture to that, and now I can't ever show anybody that again.
I want to get to our guest here in just a second. We saw some really good jobs numbers, and watching this president and this administration create jobs that aren't just public sector jobs, that's a huge deal. But we're also watching as they march towards trying to get the big, beautiful bill passed. Listen to Elise Stefanik talking about
House
that here.
Republicans' responsibility to deliver the hallmark of President Trump's agenda, where he won a historic popular vote. We know the stakes are incredibly high, and we are committed to getting this done. And this one big, beautiful bill, it includes so many important provisions, unleashing American energy independence, continuation of the historic Trump tax cuts, and also adding no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, as well as lifting the state and local tax, the SALT deduction, for high-tax states like New York, where people are struggling to make ends meet. These are commitments President Trump and Republicans made, and we are committed to getting it done.
So we've been hearing somebody pushing very hard to get these tax cuts made permanent for quite some time. And that's the guy who helped make them possible in the first place. Steve Moore joins us once again, distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, Trump economic advisor and author of the book, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. Steve, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Hi, Annie. Great to be with you.
How important is it to unleash prosperity again for this administration and Congress alike to make those Trump tax cuts permanent?
Well, it's critical. And I want to, again, I say this every week on your show, and I'm just going to repeat what I've always said, that if we don't get this done, failure is not an option. We'd be facing the biggest tax increase in the history of the United States, probably in the history of the world. You know, the average taxpayer there in the St. Louis area would be paying about $2,500 to $3,000 more in taxes at a time when people are already having a hard time paying their bills. So it makes no sense why we wouldn't. Why are Democrats against that? They want the biggest middle class tax increase in history. Apparently they do, because they all voted against extending the Trump tax cut. It's been a big victory. We've seen, big gains in the economy as a result of this. And so I don't really understand the argument against it. The only thing that Democrats have to say is it's tax cuts for the rich. But in fact, if you look at the share of taxes paid by the rich, they are now at an all-time high. So how is that a tax cut for the rich?
Yeah. You know, I have heard, too, a little scuttlebutt around the thought that maybe there would be a millionaire's tax thrown into the mix. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we never want to raise tax rates, right? That every time we've tried to have millionaire and billionaire taxes or increase the top tax rate for the last 100 years since we made the mistake of introducing the income tax in the first place, every time that's happened, whether it was under Herbert Hoover, whether it's under Franklin Roosevelt, whether it was under Nixon or Carter, every time that's happened, the economy has collapsed and the rich end up paying less tax. Now, the converse is also true. Remember the 1920s. I know you were there back then, Annie. But
just the 2020s.
But, you know, that was the era of Warren Harding and Calvin Coolidge. We had they cut the top rate, ready for this, from top rate from 70% to 25%, and the federal tax revenues almost doubled. Then John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, I seem to recall, cut the top rate from 91% to 70%, and the economy boomed. And then, of course, Ronald Reagan came in. We cut the top tax rate from 70% all the way down to 28%, and the economy boomed. And then Trump cut the tax rates in 2017, and people forget, if it hadn't been for COVID, because the economy was flying before COVID hit. So why don't we learn the lessons of history?
Well, politics, probably, Steve Moore. Politics. I saw you commenting on Fox Business about the jobs report that showed 436,000 more Americans are employed by the labor force.
Yeah, amazing.
What's the difference between a Trump administration job created and a Biden administration job created?
Well, that's a layup question. So under Biden, what kept happening is we kept seeing jobs created, but mostly in the government sector, in sectors that were related to government, like healthcare and welfare services. Under Trump, what we have seen has been basically the opposite. We've created private sector jobs, which has been, you know, that's where you want the jobs, in the private sector. When you've got an economy where you've got the government is losing $2 trillion a year, makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, to maybe drum back on some of those expenditures. So we're under Biden, we're growing jobs in all the wrong places. Under Trump, now it's only been 3 or 4 months, so it's a little too early to say for sure. But so far, it looks like most of these jobs are coming from the private sector of the economy.
Okay. Steve Moore speaking with us right now. He is a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, as well as a Trump economic advisor. We know where you stand on tariffs. You're a free trade guy. We are midstream on the president's tariffs plan. Your thoughts on what we are seeing economically here in the home state here so far, and where this is going?
So far, it's been very turbulent. You know, we saw a big stock market sell-off when these tariffs were announced back in late February and then in March. But boy, have you noticed what's happened the last couple of weeks, Annie, with the stock market?
Yeah.
I mean, it has had an explosion. So every time Trump announces that he's getting close to a trade deal, the market goes up. So I'm hopeful. I'm not a big tariff guy. I mean, I understand what Trump is trying to do, and I respect him for it. I think I would like to make the target China, because I don't know about you, but I think China is an enemy. I think they're the new evil empire, and we should get very tough with China. I don't understand why we're picking a fight with Canada, Mexico, and some of our friends. But that being said, if Trump can use American leverage to lower tariffs abroad, that's good for everybody. So we'll see how this turns out. I would never bet against Donald Trump.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people are doing right now, is trusting and hoping and waiting. One of the things that I've heard this administration say with the tariff implementation, if they're able to get some of the success that they are willing, that they're hoping to get, that people who make a certain amount of money, $150,000 a year or so, could eventually see their income tax go away. I guess that's going to be replaced by the External Revenue Service. Is this a realistic tease for the American people?
You know, it could be. I mean, as I said earlier, Donald Trump and I agree entirely. One of the greatest mistakes we ever made as a nation was passing the 16th Amendment, which allowed an income tax. Prior to that, for those who know their history, for the first 125 years or so of our country, we did not have an income tax, and we did just fine. Then we introduced the income tax in the progressive era, and it's gone up and up and up. Did you know what the rate was on the first income tax?
No. What was it?
7%.
Seven.
And they said, don't worry, it'll never go over 10%.
You've already walked us through that history.
And then 10 years later, they were right. It wasn't 10%, it was 70%. So they keep raising and raising and raising these tax rates. And of course, that hurts the economy. So I like the idea of not taxing people on income. Tax people on what they take out of the economy, that is what they consume, not what they put into their economy, their work, their saving, their investment, their job creation abilities, their entrepreneurship. So, I don't know if we can get all the way there, but I love the idea of reducing, Trump has this idea of reducing a federal income tax to 15%. And then making up with that with maybe 15% tariff. I'm fine with that. I think that sounds like a great idea, Mr. President.
Steve Moore, real quick before we let you go, there's part of this tariff thing that involves bringing manufacturing and production and business back to the United States. And I'm wondering the culture change, a culture effect that I feel like we might end up having here. I feel like my parents and grandparents grew up with a sense of pride in work, and that we have gotten away from that culturally here in the United States of America. If good jobs come back and creation and production comes back to the United States, do you see a culture shift at all in how we view the effort?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Put into the money that we make?
Oh, that's a really great question, and it's a really great point you're making. And it's something that a lot of people overlook, is that what you're saying, to summarize what you said, is there is virtue in work. And yes, there is. Work is virtuous. Sitting at home and watching TV is not virtuous. And by the way, do you think people who sit home and watch TV all day are happy?
No. Not with the television watching. No.
Right. Everybody needs a purpose in life, and work gives you a purpose, and it gives you a sense of accomplishment. And so I think the whole idea of paying people not to work through welfare, we're a rich country. We don't want people to go homeless, and we don't want people to go hungry. And obviously we can afford to, make sure that that doesn't happen. But when we do that, and this is a good question because it's very related to the current budget debate, Republicans are just simply saying, if you're going to get these programs, if you're going to get welfare benefits, if you're going to get free health care, if you're going to get free food through food stamps and so on, you're going to have to work. You're going to have a job. And if you're not going to help yourself, the government's not going to help you. And I think that's the right thing. These are called work requirements. By the way, 80% of people, about 80% of the people listening to the show would agree with me. Mm-hmm. Yes, we want to help people. We don't want people to suffer from deprivation. But also, you have to help yourself. And so I love so Republicans aren't saying we're going to slash the programs. They're saying if you're going to get the programs, you've got to have a job or in a training program. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that seems so obvious and so simple. And it's great to have an administration that's willing to value that.
There you go.
Steve, thank you for the time.
Great to be with you.
Have a great week, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Steve Moore, distinguished fellow in economics at Heritage Foundation, Trump economic advisor. The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity. Again, if you want to see the blueprint of where this is headed right now with the Trump administration economically, you can look at Steve Moore, who has advised President Trump quite a bit along the economic path. And of course, he's never been the big tariff guy, but he does see the benefits of it if it were to work out. But I think it's nice to be in a position where within our own party, we can look at something as big of an issue as the economy and have varying different opinions on which direction to go and why to go that way, and to agree with certain things, to disagree. It's basically nuanced, which is really what life really is. It's not all, if Trump's doing it, it's 100% great. And anybody else who disagrees, then, to heck with them. That's not the way this is, and it can't possibly be when it comes to the economy. We have to have a lot of discussions. We have to be willing to have agreements across differing parties, and we have to be able to have disagreements within the party. And we like to highlight those here on the Annie Fry Show. Ryan Schmelz will be with us when we come back. Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent Ryan Schmelz is going to join us. We're going to talk about the journey of that big, beautiful bill. Is it going to happen? How soon could it happen? We'll find out with Ryan Schmelz next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.